Morning, figure I can come on here and answer any questions. Give it a moment for people to check in. Any questions? Dennis keeps telling me there's a million people with questions. I don't know what the hell I'm gonna be able to answer, but we'll give it a whirl. Got one viewer. Any questions? Actually, was watching Dennis's video yesterday or the day before about asking somebody if they have anything illegal in the vehicle, and I thought the explanation was perfect. What I like to do is bring somebody down to their baseline, right? How do you do that? We talk about, you just ask irrelevant questions. I like to talk about sports. I like to talk about the weather, maybe the car that they're driving. Tell them I'm in the market to buy a new car, ask them how it rides. Just kind of calm their nerves. And then I'll go into any cocaine in the vehicle, any marijuana in the vehicle. And a lot of times, their body language is going to tell you exactly where it is, right? Their body language, they do the whole step back, distance themselves from the vehicle. They do the look back towards the trunk if they're inside the car. I just had a great one the other day. Asked the passenger anything illegal in the vehicle, and she was obviously off here, and she looks right to the center console, looks back at me, and just shakes her head no after having verbal diarrhea. I mean, it was classic. So I thought his explanation was perfect. Don't forget to, or don't disregard that. When you ask those questions, pay attention to what they're doing. And I've had a lot of times in my career where I'm searching a vehicle and it was way after the fact where I had somebody say, hey, did you notice anything by the dashboard? And I said, yeah, why? This is after I released the parties, the vehicle, and my partner that was, I don't know who's calling me. If somebody's calling me, I'll call you back. But my partner was standing back with the occupants, and I'd now release it because I didn't find anything in the car. And he pulled me aside and he goes, hey, did you find anything near the dashboard? And I said, I didn't find anything, but why? And he goes, well, when you were searching near the radio, they got real, real nervous, started doing the felony stretch. They were stretching their legs. We thought they were going to take off. Completely different body language. Completely different. I said, well, I did notice something. You know, at this point, I had taken off the radio face, and I noticed two screws that were missing, and it was very, very loose. And I honestly, it was just laziness, to be honest. I let it go, and I put it back. And when I was doing that, that's when my partner was telling me that they were shitting their pants. I said, well, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you, you tell me, 20 minutes too late? And he said, well, I figured you would have found it if there was something there. So if you're a backup officer on a scene, those are important things to pick up on. Pay attention to it. All right. If there's any questions, somebody was just asking me about Easy Pass. Dennis just posted the anonymous question regarding, having a burglary or robbery in your town. How can you get credit card information from an Easy Pass? Every state is different. For New York, I just subpoenaed Easy Pass for New York. Unfortunately, they make a mountain out of a molehill. You actually have to send a subpoena first-class certified mail up to Albany, and it takes about 3 to 4 weeks, which sucks. In New Jersey, I've sent subpoena requests via fax. It becomes a lot easier. In Pennsylvania, I'm not sure if it's certified mail or if it's via fax. If anybody's on here from Pennsylvania and you know how to subpoena Pennsylvania Easy Pass, drop me a line, let me know. Let the other group members know. What else? We have no questions. Come on. Anybody else have anything? LPRs. Somebody was just asking about LPRs. The NYPD has a domain awareness system. We like to call it the VOIL, Vehicle of Interest List. There's two parts. using the scenario as before, a burglary or a robbery with a target vehicle. If you suspect that it's New York or at least traveling to and from New York, you can utilize NYPD's LPRs by submitting this VOIL request, Vehicle of Interest List request. And it's two parts. You can either run a historical, so any past LPR readings, or you can enter that vehicle into the system for future readings and you can get alerted. It's a very big resource. Vigilant, if you guys have access to Vigilant, you can plug cars into Vigilant and get alerted. Diesel, Dice, right? You can enter cars that way. So there's a lot of different databases that you can utilize. We got an accident right here. Make sure everybody's all right. Cops rolling up. Reading lights. Reading lights on behind your head. Oh, thanks. Reading lights on. That's my kids. They like to fuck with me and just turn on the lights on the car. Any other questions? Next week, Eastern Pennsylvania. Actually, I'm sorry, this week, 2 days. Today's Tuesday. On Thursday, Eastern Pennsylvania. We'll have multiple trap cars there. If you're not signed up, we got some extra seats. We ended up changing venues to a larger venue. We were at the Firehouse, and we ended up moving it to the Days Inn Conference Center. A lot of seats available because it's a big-ass room. And it's going to be the first class that I'm going to teach with actual trapped-out cars. So we're going to do deceptive behavior. We're going to learn about proper ways to conduct a traffic stop, safety precautions, officer safety techniques, roadside interviews, proper ways of asking consent. A lot of times, actually, I just got a question from a lieutenant asking me how I ask a driver for consent. It was asking about the case law and whether we had to read it to them. Technically, we don't have to read them to them, right? Technically, it's not written. The AG guidelines state that as long as they are aware that they have a right to refuse, they have a right to be present, they have a right to stop the search at any time if they provide their consent, and they have a and they can limit the scope of the search. Okay, and if they are fully aware of their rights, they can provide verbal consent as per the AG guidelines. Obviously, we like to have written consent because it makes your case stronger. And so the lieutenant was asking me if you have to read the form. And so this is how I do it, and I explain this to everybody in my class. First, I ask if they are able to read and write English. The answer is yes. Okay, I hand them the form. It's the consent to search vehicle form. Now, I'm just insane, so I know the entire form. So I hand them the form, and I tell them to read along while I recite the form out loud. So ensuring that they're looking down at the form, I'll recite the form verbatim, okay? And at the end, I ask, do you understand everything on this form? They say yes. And I say, okay, then if you provide your consent, please sign. While they are signing the form, now they've read it, and in my report, I write, it appeared as if they were reading the form as they were looking down at the form, their eyes were moving from side to side while I was reading the form out loud. They signed the form without any questions or hesitation, providing their full consent to search the entire vehicle, including all compartments, containers, and effects therein, from bumper to bumper, without any limitation or any limitations as to the scope of the search. That's how I write it in my report. There's no questions. There's no debate when it gets to court. You've asked them if they understand English. You've asked them if they read and write English. Yes. You've read the form to them out loud. It appeared as if they were reading the form as their eyes were moving from side to side. They signed the form without any questions. That's a home run. That's not going to be in question, okay? So that's how I do it. That's how I recommend everybody doing it. If somebody's got a better practice than that, please let me know, and I'll change what I do, but I don't think there's anything better than that. Any questions? Peña Flores made us good salesmen on consent. Yeah, absolutely. I tell people in my class, if you are getting denied consent, it's one of two scenarios. You are an authoritative son of a bitch, and they want to exercise their rights because you're an asshole. Or number two, it's going to be something in plain view, something very, very, very easy. It's going to be in a bag in a back seat. There's going to be a gun underneath the seat. they're taking their chance on you applying for a warrant, you know. At least that way they can get released while you bring that car back to headquarters, you know. But when there's a trap in a car, they provide their consent like that. Why? Because they would much rather take their chance with you on the side of the road searching that vehicle versus impounding that vehicle and taking off every loose panel in that car and finding the trap. Again, if there's a trap in that car, they are going to provide their consent because they're going to take their chances with you on the side of the road searching it versus bringing it back to headquarters. They deny consent. Remember, you're an asshole and you deserved it because you don't know how to talk to somebody, or it's a suicide load and they have something underneath their seat. So just keep that in mind, because we get a lot of questions. Oh, this guy denied consent. Canine came, alerted to the vehicle. We're searching the car. Can't find shit. All right. Well, you were probably an asshole. Well, you know, he was asking us a lot of questions. He was filming us, this and that. And bottom line, yeah, they were an asshole. They ended up admitting it to me. And that's why they got their consent denied, because he wanted to exercise his rights. So eat a lot more bees with honey, fellas and ladies. Give it a whirl. We talk about some of these tactics in my class. And just like you said, you got to be a good salesman. Any questions, coming to Florida sometime? I was actually just in Florida. I took my kids to Disney World, and I needed a vacation after that. But I would love to come to Florida, man. I think we should have a company party down there. Book it up, man. Let's go. I got a lot of contacts with DEA in Tampa. I got a couple of my adolescent childhood friends that ended up moving down there on law enforcement. I'm trying to get them to host a class. But talk to Dennis. Get me down there. Anybody else? Let's see. What's the word on you coming to Indiana? We're good. We're good on Indiana. Looks like I'll be in Hobart, Indiana in October. Talking about logistics now, but it's in the work for either late September or early October. So we'll be posting that shortly. And thank you, Kenny, for the good word. Anybody else? Be signing off in 30 seconds, unless we got a good question. Anybody? All right, guys, listen, stay humble, be kind, do your job, and I look forward to seeing everybody in class on Thursday. It's going to be epic, searching trapped out cars. It's going to be the first of many classes to come, though, with trapped out cars being present, and I think it's going to take the experience level for those in attendance to a different height. So looking forward to it. Who is supplying the trapped cars for that PA class? I'm bringing one. And I don't know if it's supposed to be hush-hush, but somebody in PA is bringing the other. All right. Have a great day, guys. Be good.